Welcome to another installment of 91 Weeks with the Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Rock Dilliman, lead pastor at ACAC. Well, this marks week 89 of our shared 91-week journey. We're coming down the home stretch. We'll be starting another 91-week journey in February of the new year. We traditionally take a bit of a break over the holiday season and the start of the new year, and then begin again in February. We have found that that aligns our weekly readings with a number of the church observances throughout the year. So you'll get a little bit of a break, and if you've fallen behind, it will give you an opportunity to catch up before we start a new journey. Well, as has been the case numerous times, this week our readings don't have any direct references to the Holy Spirit. You've heard me say that before. But you've also heard me say that doesn't mean there aren't lessons to be learned about the Spirit. This week our readings are in the book of Deuteronomy. It's rarely chosen by anyone for memorization or even for inspiration, because it's a detailed recounting of the laws that God put in place for the nation state of Israel, the descendants of Abraham that he had called out of idolatry to learn his truth so that they might be positioned to be his messengers to a broken world. And our readings this week, Deuteronomy chapter 12 through 27, contain numerous laws. The laws for the nation state of Israel. And in the giving of those laws, we learned something about God's Spirit. Because remember, it was the Spirit of God who revealed these things. Primarily, we learn that the Spirit of God is concerned about every aspect of human society. Every aspect of human society. There is nothing about which God is indifferent, other than perhaps who wins the next game between the Steelers and the Browns. But apart from things such as that, God cares about every aspect of human society. I want to review the things that God covers in this week's readings, then we'll go back and touch on some of them individually. In this week's readings, God sets forth laws, revelations of His will for human conduct in the sanctuary, the place of worship. He speaks against idolatry, substituting anyone or anything for our ultimate allegiance to God. He talks about those things that are clean and unclean in His sight. He talks about the importance and the observance of Sabbath rest, not only for our own renewal, but for honoring God. He talks about the various feasts and observances that He wants to be a part of worship. He talks about justice. He talks about the support of those who serve the nation in the role of priests. He talks about cities of refuge. Boy, how current is that? He talks about laws for conducting war. He talks about crime and punishment. He talks about domestic relationships. He talks about civic laws and morality. He talks about the purity that He desires in the assembly of His people. He talks about divorce. He talks about the curses that inevitably come on those who violate God's laws, and He talks about the blessings that flow to those who align their life with God's law. And He talks about our offerings. It's a pretty exhaustive list. God, even in this portion of Deuteronomy, really covers virtually everything about our personal relationship with Him, our domestic lives, our lives in society, the proper functioning of society, war between societies, and idolatry, faithfulness, and justice. All of that to say, once again, God is concerned. The Holy Spirit is concerned about every aspect of our life. Now, I'm stressing that because we have the nasty habit of compartmentalizing our spirituality. By that I mean we have the habit of isolating our faith and our relationship with God from our walk in society and sometimes our walk in our own home. Sometimes we limit the influence of the Holy Spirit to an hour and a half of corporate worship, or a couple hours filled with corporate worship and experience in our growth group. Sometimes we limit our relationship with God and its total impact to corporate worship and private devotion experiences, our reading of the words in 91 weeks, our personal times of prayer. But Deuteronomy reminds us that God doesn't want the influence of His Spirit compartmentalized. He doesn't want it hived off and separated from all the rest of our life. He doesn't want it separated from our functioning in the home, our functioning within our own society, or our relationships with other societies, other people groups, other nation states. He wants the ministry of His Holy Spirit to inform everything we do, privately and publicly, individually and socially. He wants the Holy Spirit leading our economics. He wants the Holy Spirit leading our sexuality. He wants the Holy Spirit leading our use of time. He wants the Holy Spirit leading our relationships. He wants the Holy Spirit leading everything, because every aspect of our life matters to God. And if every aspect of our life matters to God, then every aspect of life ought to matter to us. And in all of life, we need to be seeking the voice of the Holy Spirit. As we've stressed so often, this largely will come through knowing His Word. That's where the Holy Spirit does the bulk of His speaking and directing our conduct in life. And some of it will come from the Holy Spirit speaking to us directly, but when He does, He'll speak to us about how His Word is to be applied in the situation we find ourselves facing. So even in those moments, His ministry comes back to the Word. So as you immerse yourself in God's Word, the end result ought to be living in every venue of life that is consistent with everything the Word of God teaches. We don't compartmentalize. We apply the Word everywhere. We think about the Word as we read the paper. We think about the Word as we listen to the evening news. We think about the Word as we view entertainment. We think about the Word when we monitor our emotions. We think about the Word when we embrace our role in politics. We think about the Word when we discuss politics, Let me say that one again. We think about the word when we discuss politics. God doesn't say, now, I want everything to conform with my word except your political discourse. It seems from my observations on social media, some Christians have forgotten that reality. So look for the Holy Spirit in every venue of life. Don't attempt to set him aside when you walk into the office. Pick him up for a few moments at lunch. Set him aside for the afternoon. And then pick him up a bit on your way home. And then set him aside during your evening activities and pick him up again when you go to bed or the next morning. No, look for his leading in every venue of life. The Spirit leads us to examine all things. Hold fast to that which is good and reject everything that is not good, and live lives that are consistent from A to Z. And one final word. If God cares about all the things we mentioned and all the things that are mentioned in the book of Deuteronomy, we need to care about all of them, and we need to make sure we're following Him in every venue of life. Well, God bless you. Again, just 2 weeks left. We'll be back in Deuteronomy and then a few of the Psalms next weekend, and then closing our 91 weeks with an excursion through selected Psalms. The Holy Spirit will be waiting for us in all of those, and He's waiting for you in every venue of life. One more thing. If I were to summarize everything I just said, which begs the question, why didn't I use less words to say it? I would summarize it this way. Let your walk with the Holy Spirit be comprehensive and not convenient. God bless you.